Well, it started out as a small electric food truck, and now maybe a last-mile solution for vaccine distribution. Electric vehicle maker Arrow out of the Austin, Texas area has come up with this thing, equipping it with everything you'd need to get vaccines out to the people. I'm joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by the company's CEO, Rod Keller. Rod, thanks for the time this morning. Can you describe this gadget, this truck for us?
Sure. Thank you for having me. We build a light-duty electric truck that we've historically used to help hotels, resorts, hospitals, small businesses move cargo around. And with the need to be able to vaccinate people faster than we've done since the COVID-19 vaccines became available, is we reconfigured it. And now it's a vehicle, a street-legal vehicle that is configured with medical-grade equipment in it. It can hold up to 1,000 vials of the COVID-19 vaccine. And now the result is that instead of forcing people to go to the back to where the vaccines are, we can actually bring this light-duty electric street-legal truck to them. So it's a way to help get the vaccines in the arms to people much faster than we've done it to date.
I'm looking at images of it. It looks like you thought of everything, including like a little awning on the backside where the people could set the table up to take registration and so on.
That's correct. That is correct. And it's also a testing capability as well. Not just the vaccine, but people could be tested with the rapid test as well.
This has been a challenge, right? Right now, people are going to stadium parking lots, but pretty much everyone agrees that's not going to work all the way to the finish line. So how fast can you make these? What kind of price would you have to charge? What do the logistics look like?
Well, because it's a vehicle that we already build with different configurations, supply is not really going to be an issue. In fact, today we're in Atlanta. The CDC is looking at it. The governor's going to do an update on COVID-19. He'll be looking at it later today. And then we plan to also, we'll be in California in 3 weeks. And we're hitting some of the major cities here on the East Coast today, Midwest in the next 2 weeks, and then California the third week. So supply was not an issue because this is really just a reconfigured electric vehicle that we already sell into other applications.
Does it need any kind of certification, approval, stamp of quality, anything like that from health authorities before it can be used in this manner?
No, we've already got those because all of the equipment that we put in it, for example, there's a freezer in it that has the capability to go to minus 70, which is what one of the COVID-19 suppliers requires. We've got a refrigerator in it that's medical grade and approved. So, no, we've already built five of them. We're taking them on this roadshow with us, and we expect to see a number of orders come out of this as a result of this three-week show.
Last question for you. Do you need plug-in shore power when you arrive on a location, or could you take this somewhere off the grid?
No, you can take it off the grid, and it'll run because the van box that all the medical equipment sits in is also powered separately from the battery in the vehicle. So it'll run 6 to 8 hours. What's also nice about it is because it's a lead acid, like a marine battery, you don't have to have a special type 2 charger like you might for your Tesla. It'll plug straight into a 110 outlet, and then it'll run indefinitely on that. So 6 to 8 hours without power, but be able to plug it in a straight 110 outlet you'd find anywhere.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning. Rod Keller is the CEO of Arrow. That's spelled A-Y-R-O. They're based near Austin, Texas. They've put together a reconfigured electric van they say could be used as a mobile vaccination clinic.